Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
Touchdown!
Diving, and he's got it for the touchdown!
Edelman's got separation!
Julian Edelman!
Here's Edelman broken up, and the pass is no sign yet. Edelman comes down with a football, and they're saying it's a catch!
I caught it!
Oh, that's a catch!
Yeah, wasn't that the game, Andy, where he got hit on the head? He had no idea where he was, and he went through concussion protocol and somehow passed?
No.
That wasn't that game?
No, that was the Seattle Super Bowl. He had no idea who they played that game.
That was it. Okay.
The Atlanta one.
Do you remember the game when he was running up the field going for a catch, and he was pulling his glove on?
I don't remember it specifically, but I've had conversations with him about that.
That was pretty
good. Gloves and not it's just a thing. He didn't like them closed. And I was like, well, don't you want it tight, though? Like, it's kind of like, that's your business. Like, literally right there, that's your business. And you're just leaving it on. But, yeah, he's an interesting guy. Go ahead, Gary, because I want to disagree with you.
617-779-7937. Tangway Hart with Mego. 1205 Red Sox Baseball right here on WEEI. And remember, you can download the Odyssey app and stream the game in the Boston metro area. If you have the old radio.com app, you don't have to do a thing. It's automatically Odyssey app. My feeling on Julian Edelman is he is my favorite Patriot of all time. Period. End of story.
Wow.
Yeah, he's my favorite Patriot of all time.
Why?
For a couple of reasons. Number one.
Glad I asked.
Yeah, have a seat. He is the toughest SOB I've ever seen. Without question, the toughest player I've ever seen. Number one. Number two, facing adversity, I mean, no one thought this guy was going to be any good. I mean, he was a quarterback at Kent State. You know, Bill took him. I mean, who knew that he was going to be what he was? He was as clutch as anybody could be. One of the things I also loved about him was that he could drop a football and then go back and make a great play. Because he did have the drop. There were occasions.
A lot of them.
Where he'd drop a ball and I'd go, Jesus, Jules, what the hell are you doing? Didn't affect him. Next play, boom. And I just love everything about him. I mean, if you're a New England sports fan or if you're a Boston guy, I just think that Julian Edelman represents everything. And I feel that he's going to be the forgotten Patriot. I think that Brady's going to Canton. I feel that Gronk's going to Canton, Mega. I just feel...
He was a Super Bowl MVP.
So wasn't Deion Branch. Do people remember him?
That doesn't mean anything. So you think Julian Edelman should be a Hall of Famer?
He's in the Tangway Hall of Fame.
I don't care about the Tangway Hall of Fame.
Who else is there?
Right.
He's in the Tangway Hall of Fame.
I know who's...
Huh.
Have the number one movies? In the Tangway Hall of Fame. Tangway.
If you see my movies, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Now I'm a little confused because I think you've been called out on Twitter. You've been kind of beating this drum for a little bit. Was he underpaid? Certainly.
Absolutely.
Underappreciated?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think he's beloved in Patriot Nation.
Here's the problem.
He immediately took the ball. Remember, let's go back real quick. Injured a lot early in his career. Weren't sure what he was going to be.
Right.
They didn't think he was going to be great because
they went
and signed Danny Amendola.
Wanted him to be Wes Welker.
But they didn't think he was because they gave Danny Amendola $30 million.
They let him go to free agency.
And then Danny Amendola gets hurt and Julian Edelman takes off, takes the opportunity. It's a great story in that sense. But is he a Hall of Famer? Does he not get the credit he deserves? Is he as good as Gronk and Brady? Two of the greatest of all time, regardless of team.
He's as important.
Okay, importance we can get into and clutch factor we can get into, but I'm a big defender of Wes Welker Because you want to talk about a guy that was kicked to the curb and forgotten over one play?
Over the which was not completely his fault.
Bad throw.
No
one
I
says
agree.
That. And he was kicked
We're
to the curb
the
so
game.
Quickly.
I'm at Giants game, sorry.
If you're going to specify correctly.
Because it was in Indies.
Well, he didn't get the Super Bowls.
Right.
So that's what it comes down to.
But there was no one who was more clutch, durable.
Yeah, but he didn't get the Super Bowl. He was not part of the dynasties. The first dynasty and the second dynasty.
He was a gap guy.
So, yeah, he was
a gap guy.
Logan Mankins. His timing was wrong.
People look back and say, wait, Logan Mankins?
Yeah, but Mankins is going to the Hall of Fame.
No, I know, but they were part of that gap era. And in New England, if you don't have the ring, if you weren't part of that Super Bowl greatness, and even if you do, you bring up a great point. Deion Branch was a great receiver for this team.
Yeah.
He was a Super Bowl MVP.
Absolutely.
Edelman, I think, actually gets as much or more credit than anyone. And I'm not taking it away from him. He was clutch. You look at all those numbers, part of it's opportunity. But part of it is doing the job. It's Jerry Rice and Julian Edelman when you look at postseason catches, production, anything.
But I think he'll be forgotten because I think his career is over. I
mean, his career, as we know it, is over.
His career is over. I mean, I believe Karen Garrigan had Karen had it that his knee's shot. And, I mean, if he comes back.
He's not going to play a full season.
He's not going to play a full season. So, like I said on Twitter, I just said, you know, go make movies with Wahlberg. Just give it.
But he won't. That's not
I
in
know
him.
He
no,
won't,
he's
but I wish he would.
He's his father's son.
He's going to do the Pedroia way out where he's going to be trying to come back for the next 2 years unless they let him walk.
And see, I don't want that either. I personally, because that was the big thing, you know, why is this story out there? You know, who benefits from this story being out there? Is the team trying to lay some foundation to cut him or trade him?
They don't want him.
See, I think it's the other way. I think there's a little pressure potentially to keep him around and give him the shot.
That's an
RKT
move.
Yes. And I would agree with that. I'm not looking to save a couple million bucks, and that didn't go well. It was not a fun ending for Troy Brown.
It's never a good ending.
Well, you don't know that. It's really what they were trying to do last year. He didn't start a single game last year for the first, 6 weeks where he was sort of, you know, the third receiver, third down option. If you can find that.
He's been hurt for so long.
But he's going to be. But again, Danny Amendola, not probably quite as bad, but was similar. Was on a pitch count. Let's monitor him. Let's pick our spots when he's on the field, when he's returning punts. I prefer, just as the fan of the Julian Edelman career Patriot, I'd rather see that than the cheap. Trade him to Tampa. I'm sure Tom would love to have him as part of the offense down. No, I'd like to see him finish what he started here. And he doesn't have quit in him. That's the one
thing.
It's
not going to happen.
Yeah,
he will fight to the ugly finish.
It's going to be the Pedroia exit, and it's going to be tough to watch, and it's going to be he'll have like four more glimmers, great games, and everybody, Edelman's back.
Nope.
This is vintage Edelman, and then he'll be hurt again.
But do you think Dustin Pedroia regrets it? Because he had a quote, I think, to Rob. On WEI.com,
Shocking.
Rob Radford.
Wait a minute. Dustin Pedroia had a quote to Rob.
Don't mock Boss Man.
No, can I give a quick shout out to Boss Man?
Yeah.
I'm at Chili's one night in Burlington, 10:30.
Huge brag.
Oh, yeah, bragging that I'm at Chili's?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not like pre-pandemic, Chili's, I hope.
It's 10:30.
Of course, it's not like it's
Burlington,
like
the signing autographs.
At the Four Seasons. Sitting there with Bradfoe. Phone rings. Guess who it is?
Dustin Pedroia.
There you go.
Or Joe Kelly.
One of the other. Bradfoe wrote
Joe Kelly was next to him at the Chili's.
Bradfoe, while eating a chili cheeseburger, wrote a column with quotes from Dustin Pedroia on his phone. That's
perfect
commitment.
But his latest Pedroia column included Pedroia talking about opening day, was it 2 years ago now? Like, how good it felt that he got back, and even though it didn't have a storybook ending, give Edelman that moment. Whatever that moment is, give him that moment. And I don't want it to be the Ray Bourque moment. Oh, we'll ship you off. We'll be nice late in your career. Go play with Tom in Tampa. They're a contender. We're not. I don't want to see it end that way. But I do. I mean, the writing is on the wall.
Yeah, I want him to retire.
But why? Then he's gone.
Gonna.
It's over.
I
to
know.
Do what?
I mean,
to do what? To be a bit player
no,
in
because,
some movie?
Because I'm... what's wrong with that?
Easy
what,
there.
Yeah, by the way,
easy
on
there,
Twitter...
Gart.
If anybody,
wait a minute.
If anybody,
he's a star. He's a Super Bowl MVP. Don't compare yourself to Julian Edelman. He's got a brand. He's JE11. What are you?
I'm
GT.
I'm Gerber. If anybody on Twitter says I have cameos again, it's going to be a problem.
No, cameo means you're famous, right? And then you're in the movie in a bit part.
Cameo. I have lines or like an extra.
Oh, I thought cameo meant you were already famous. And
yeah,
then you
cameo
were like,
means like people didn't know you were going to be in this movie.
Right.
And oh my gosh.
Right.
Brad Pitt's
but they know who you are.
Yeah.
They already know who
you're
you are,
like,
and they're like, surprise.
You're
what's his
gracing
name?
People with your presence. Okay.
Like all the Marvel movies, the guy who wrote them.
Stan Lee.
Isn't that a cameo?
It's like the end of Wedding Crashers when Will Ferrell shows up. And you go, holy crap, I didn't know Will Ferrell was in this movie.
I want more meatloaf.
You've never had a cameo because you're not famous enough to have a cameo.
Maybe I didn't really understand the complete definition of cameo. But
we'll teach you about show business.
Wait a minute. He's the actor, the SAG.
Hollywood. Yeah,
Richie in the truck. You're on WEEI. Hello, Richie.
Richie!
I guess Richie.
Hello in the truck. Right, truck
Richie.
Man.
Richie thinks that Edelman has one good year left. I can't imagine anybody. I hope you're not driving, Richie. I can't imagine anybody. Well, you're in a truck. You're probably driving. I can't imagine anybody having a year left. I mean, thinking this guy has a year left.
No, I'm shaking my head no.
What do you mean by a year, though?
I don't say that with glee, because I agree with you that Edelman is kind of insanely tough. Like, he plays when maybe he shouldn't play.
Yes, borderline stupid.
And that may be why he's...
concussions, no doubt.
Yeah, that may be why he's in the condition he's in now, because he plays so tough. But it's done.
I mean, with Tanguay Takes America, when I was going
It's not about you.
My name is the first one on the show. When
Tanguay and Gart.
Come on, man.
The best show on
Tanguay
Sundays.
And Gart.
Show on Sunday mornings
when I
that this station has.
When I was driving to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl, I stopped at Kent State and I interviewed a bunch of guys and a bunch of his ex-teammates. And they said he was the first one to get in a bar fight. It was always like he was the guy that all the big offensive linemen had to drag out of the pile.
Oh, you mean he has a chip on his shoulder?
Yes.
Oh, that's the weirdest thing.
Jumps
I love the guy.
But you guys eliminate the idea that... So they have...
I think he's done. I don't want him, Andy. I don't want him to do that. I know, because it's not going to end well. He's not going to play.
How do you know? Why
he's going to be
so negative?
Sitting on the bench. Just go out now while you still have your mind and your body. And again, he's my favorite Patriot
of
all time.
This is a weird role for me, being somewhat optimistic. But why can't we say, okay, they brought in all the new receivers, right? We got Aguilar. We got Bourne. They need to learn the system. So early in the year, we're force-feeding them. They're the guys on the field all the time. So that if everything plays out great and we get this bump of 5 wins that everybody tells me is what happens when you spend a lot of money in free agency. The team gets 5 more wins. Okay, so now they're a 12-win team this year. Maybe that's enough for the... You can't build towards Edelman having a nice stretch run, maybe a playoff game or something like that. You can't... But whatever those bullets are, you kind of rotate the chamber. Those three, use those in December and January.
You mean, would you sit him, specifically certain games, to save him, save his health?
Sit might be a strong word, but very much a part-time player.
Not on the field.
No, but like a very part-time player, certainly Wednesdays off, not injury-related on the injury, like he's just old kind of thing. And then, maybe it's key third downs, a punt return here or there in the months of September and October. So play time, I'm talking down like 15 snaps a game, you're kind of really picking your... And by the way, his knee's so bad that 15 snaps a game, it doesn't work. I feel like everybody involved should at least give that a try. And with all this turnover at receiver.
But maybe that's what they're priming for.
Yeah.
That they're going to use him this way. They're going to make him, because that's what my mind went to when Karen wrote that they're not going to have a full season out of him. Well, maybe they do, something more strategic.
PUP
to be optimistic.
Is even an option. Like, start the year for 6 weeks, be in the background. We know he carries weight. He's a really interesting character study. We've talked about this with Tatum and Brown. He's not a captain, but the receivers, he carries a weight with them. I mean, Gunner basically talked about everything he does is with Edelman in mind. Oh, I'd never hear the end of it if I didn't do this. I'd never hear the end.
Particularly with last year's receivers.
Right.
I mean,
so
there wasn't a whole lot of vet status on that team.
How about we continue that? So it's a part-time role. It's the guy in the room who carries the most cachet, the only guy now that's worked with Brady kind of thing.
It's tough to do that when you're hurt. It's tough, dude.
Well,
it's just
we also need to clarify, he isn't so much hurt as this is just the permanent state of his body. Kind of thing.
It's when you're
that's
not a
worse.
When you're
yes, it is
now. Now,
if but you get one of those shots at the right time where they inject you with that lube or whatever
Andy,
in the knee.
Andy, it's over.
You're talking to somebody
Andy.
Who had cortisone shots between her toes.
You did.
It only lasts for so long.
No,
man.
But that's
ow,
my point. You got to pick your spots.
Yeah, it hurt.
Did
but
you just say
you know
owie?
What was sick?
Owie.
You know what was sick because
what?
I knew it was going to feel better. Is I would look forward to the shots between my toes because I'd be like, okay, Just give me the shot, Doc. I'll be good.
Is this
I'll
a Rex
good.
Ryan thing here?
No. It was literally in the nerves of my feet between
Why
my toes.
It in a weird way. She's talking about a sports injury.
I mean, no, it's
typical.
What was
oh, there's a woman in the room, so we got to make it weird. Maybe she's an athlete.
I have nerve damage in my feet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From running. Yeah.
He said, don't run. It's a bad move. Yeah. Running
can really mess you up.
Yeah, don't run. No.
I just run short mileage now. It's great. Anyway, just like Julian Edelman, you know, he's going to try to drag it out as long as he can.
Yeah. Right. I would too.
It's not going to work,
Andy. Give him
the chance. He's not going to be a leader. It's not going to work.
Why is he not a leader?
Because you have to be 100% in play. If he's old.
Oh, I don't think so.
No. If he's older, he's 35 years old. He's 35 years old and he's healthy, right? But he's lost a step. He's not going to start. He's going to have a specific role, maybe 10, I mean, how many snaps, whatever. That's different. But when you're hurt or you're injured or your career's over and you can't walk.
Oh, if he can't walk, then give it up. But if he can give me whatever he can give me, a PUP stint to start the year and then, you know, sort of manages snaps, I want him in the locker room. But I'll take Jules. I'm not just kicking him to the curb like you seem to be.
I mean, I'm not kicking him to the curb at all, but I just...
Feels like it.
Well,
I don't think that this is
over.
What the Patriots wanted either.
They don't want him back.
Because,
no.
Well, look, if you were around the stadium last year, he was on every media guide. He was all over. His picture was all over the walls because he was the... He was the star Patriot that was left, and they weren't ready to buy in on Cam Newton yet, like they apparently have now.
Okay. But I tell you now, 5 years from now, people are going to know Gronk, they're going to know Brady, and they're not going to remember him, and I think it's too bad.
I think you're wrong. I think
people
they're going to remember him.
People where?
Okay, I will answer that question.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay. XWEI Red Sox Baseball 1205.
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tenway and Hart on EEI.
But I tell you now, 5 years from now, people are going to know Gronk, they're going to know Brady, and they're not going to remember him, and I think it's too bad.
You're too old!
I think you're wrong. I think
people
they're going to remember him.
People where?
Okay, I will answer that question next. Okay. WEI. Thank you, Eamon Conway.
Eamon is kicking ass.
He is. You're doing a great job today.
Because he realizes that you will forget whatever happened before the break and not know the tease you're supposed to answer, so he gives you a quick refresh.
That is correct.
Last week on, or last segment.
The mics went off and Gary's face went blank. And he goes, what did I just say?
What are we talking about next?
What did I just say?
Okay, go.
Which is great if you happen to be a professional athlete. Or a golfer.
Yes.
Or
somebody, when you're a talk show host. Nope. Not great.
This hour of Tangway and Hart with Mango is brought to you by Dell Technologies. The reason that Julian Edelman will not be remembered properly is because 70% of the New England Patriot fans over the last 20 years are pink hats. And they don't really care. They care about winning and not football. Football fans prior to Brady, or maybe even prior to Bledsoe, they were real football fans. They sat on the metal seats. They were like the Robert Krafts of the world. Okay? They put up with all the crap in Foxborough. Those people are going to stick with this team if they're still alive.
Hold on.
The other 70% are going to go away.
Hold on. This is the guy who at the top of the show asked me why I was still a WFT fan.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
He questioned your loyalty. Now he's questioning a lack of loyalty.
Now you're saying that it's only real football fans stick through the bad times. Right. So
you're a real football fan?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
That's right. You're a real football
fan. But you don't have to be a real football
fan. See, I'm a winner. I like winners.
Will fondly remember Edelman. He was part of
that
their 30%.
Success. That's right.
He's
that
an MVP
30%
and he's a cutie. They're going to love him.
And the loyal fans will remember it, too. So you're wrong here.
It's funny 100%. That Mego mentioned that because I did mention to Julian one time. Got a little uncomfortable. I said.
You called him a cutie?
No. He's my wife's hall pass.
Oh, my God.
That's uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable hearing that right now.
Yeah. Hall passes are not supposed to be the person you're speaking with.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And you're also
that's
supposed to
way
never
weirder
tell
than a strip
that
club.
Person.
Yeah, that's.
She was like, Jules, you know.
Wait, she was there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just said
even weirder. That almost got a lot weirder.
Now it's like that, what was that, Indecent Proposal movie
now
where you're
it's
just
like,
backing out.
Were you guys at a key party in Lincoln Sudbury?
Crap.
What's going on?
How do you roll?
You know what? Couple streets over, I was hearing some things. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Next segment.
But I believe...
If there's a pink flamingo on the lawn, it means this family's good to go.
It's turn, and it has to be turning south. Yeah. That's it.
I don't have any.
No. I think that...
You think Jules is going to be
forgotten? The hardcores will remember. Yes, I do.
Maybe nationally, because I think we're in a different world where the cycle turns over quickly.
I think he's as important as Gronk.
Yeah, I think you're drunk.
Gronk was such... Here's the difference. Gronk was a specimen and a freak of nature.
Did Gronk win a Super Bowl MVP?
And Gronk had the wacky personality where his brand... Yes, it is.
That has
people will remember that because his brand got so big from being Gronk.
Right.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with the success.
Spike. Yeah, but you're talking about how people will remember them.
People.
That's the kind of crap that sticks with people.
No, I think Edelman is hilarious.
Edelman will fall into that group of one of those little white guys that was a good receiver for the Patriots. However, he will stick out because he's the one who won.
And that's what people will say. Oh, remember that little guy that played for the Patriots?
Woodhead,
Welker. What was his name?
Which one?
Yeah. I mean, I
don't think so.
I
think
pray that I'm wrong.
The winning has elevated him to the top of the little white guy list. He may still be on the list, but he's at the top of the list. And
why are you going to make it a race thing?
She did.
No.
Because there's a group of little white guys who
I'm also, I'm a big believer. If a guy's a little white guy, calling him a little white guy is not offensive in any way. It's
I also think that he is going to have the best post-football career of the three.
Doing what exactly?
Mark Wahlberg movies?
Yeah. I think he's going to be, have you seen my movies? I think he's going to be a very good actor. I think he's funny. Between Two Ferns is funny when he does that bit. Some of his infomercials he does I think are funny. And I don't think Gronk's funny. I think one of the reasons why Gronk went back into football because he realized I got nothing else to do.
Oh, I agree. He struggled at WrestleMania. He struggled at Fox.
Terrible.
He struggled in almost everything he did.
Edelman is a funny guy and a talented guy.
I'm not sure I agree.
I think he should leave football and go into show business right now.
So you think he can be a legitimate comedic actor?
Are you
talking about bit parts?
I think he can work into being a supporting role.
See,
yes, I do. I do.
I don't.
Yeah. I don't.
I think he may get a couple because he's boys with Wahlberg or Brady gets him, Brady's production company. But then you talk about people forgetting. Is he good enough to be funny without people knowing he's the Super Bowl MVP?
Right.
Or like, as soon as he loses that.
Can he elevate above like what would have been if the show was still on, an Entourage appearance where he's like, hey, Vinny, on the golf course?
I personally don't think so. I think he's a nice guy. I give him credit. He has, you mentioned underpaid.
So underpaid.
He has tried his best to build a brand and sort of add to his income in that way. I don't know how successfully with the t-shirts and the smoothie time and the burger time and the this time. I don't know how much money that's actually added. The books. My kids have the books. Was it The Flying Squirrel 1, 2, and 3?
That was the current. Oh, the kids' books?
No, the kids' books.
No.
Oh. I didn't read that one, did you?
I never read them because I know everything.
I agree.
I mean, why? That's not, so did you read that book about blah, 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 blah,
blah? Kind of how I look at it.
I mean, sometimes
I was
really
there.
Though.
What am I going to learn that I didn't know?
I mean, even Patriot Reign, which, I mean, probably Holly did a great job. There's like two things in there that I didn't know.
I wait for the excerpts where other people read it and tell me the three things that were good.
Or sometimes, like, if I'm driving, I'll just throw somebody else's podcast on and they basically tell me the important parts.
But you legitimately, and I'm sorry.
Casey Sherman's book with Wedges, Brady, that's pretty good 11.
I'm trying to take you seriously because you do know the industry.
I do.
The acting industry.
Mego, I don't want to speak for you. I've never been in multiple movies. And
I'm not
of that.
Very interested in theater.
You legitimately think he can act?
I'm down on you. I do. I do.
I've never thought that once.
I do.
But I consider you a borderline expert witness in that area, it's made me pause for a moment.
I will connect him with my acting coach, who, by the way, was in the final scene of The Walking Dead. If anybody cares.
Acting coach?
My acting coach, Rod Rowland. Yes. The final scene of The Walking Dead, where he takes on...
Was it a speaking part?
Yeah, oh, no. He's an actor, dude.
Was it a cameo?
It was more than a cameo.
No.
Yes. He was in the final episode of The Walking Dead with the main character who played Denny on Grey's Anatomy. But I
don't know. You can snap
Phil,
a lot.
In New Hampshire. I'll look it up. You're up on WEEI.
Phil!
Philip, are we not
starting to think this is an us problem, not a them problem?
There's something going on with the phones.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Sorry, Phil.
Phil, I can't hear you, bro.
Phil, can you hear us?
Well, he said Edelman will never be remembered, but had the best Super Bowl catch in history.
That's what I'm concerned about. I mean, that catch was incredible.
It was a good catch.
It was barely. It was almost on the ground.
I like the one for the Steelers. The Roethlisberger to the back corner of the end zone. Was it?
Santonio Holmes?
Holmes. I think that's the greatest catch in Super Bowl history.
That was filthy.
What about the Plaxico catch?
That wasn't the. It was important, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest. Right. I mean, Ellis Hobbs.
And I also think the Edelman one was. It's a drop that turned into a catch. It's kind of quirky. Santonio Holmes is one of the great,
freaky.
Like, we need this play. You need to make a ridiculous play kind of play.
And it was a touchdown.
This was a gimmick. And the other thing, for some reason, people believe the Edelman catch came on third down. It didn't. It came on first. Everybody has talked themselves into, if he doesn't make that catch, they don't win that Super Bowl. You know what they do? They go back to the huddle, and then they get the first down on second down or third down. So it's been kind of made into a mythical thing that it wasn't.
I don't
need you to speak. That was a long pause.
Gary was
he had his mouth open, and I was like, did he have a heart?
That blank face came back, and I got kind of scared.
I don't believe facts should get in the way with a good story.
Oh, I've learned that over the years with you, whether it's Twitter or in writing or on the radio. I've learned that.
So I love the fact that it was on third down. That's how I choose to remember
it. I know, but it wasn't. That doesn't bother you that it's a lie? Your whole life, your whole theory is a lie.
Oh, no. My life is an exaggeration. Phil in New Hampshire, you're on WEAI.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I got to say, Edelman will be remembered forever because he has greatest catch in the history of football in a Super Bowl, helped give us that ring. He will never be forgotten. And also, I'm on Team 50 with the we need to get Jimmy. I got to get that out of my chest now. We need Jimmy.
Garoppolo?
Right. Yeah. That's kind of lost steam, hasn't it?
Yeah, but that's how this has been. It's been cyclical. Mm-hmm. Every week, it was Mac Jones. It was Justin Fields.
Well, because the draft is coming up, and so right now everybody just wants to talk about the draft. Free agency is over. Let's move on to the draft and talk about a bunch of college players that nobody actually has watched and nobody knows. That's how the draft works.
You need to start talking and not just opening your mouth.
What is going on with Gary? He's like short-circuiting in the corner of the
room. You know what happened? I had two thoughts going in my brain at the same time.
So verbalize one of them.
They were fighting it out in your
brain. Yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
It's radio, so when people hear that silence, it's awkward.
I'm a little bit concerned.
No.
He's thinking about hall passes.
Yeah, that's why I'm all
Who's yours?
Sandra Bullock. Never mind. And that's never going to happen, so my wife is safe.
You're in the industry.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. No, but what I keep going back and forth on is one minute, I think that Bill has a deal with Shanahan, that it's already done.
Well, that could be.
That it's already done, that, you know, whatever, it's going to be a second round this year, a first round the next 2 years or whatever, and it's optional and it moves up and all that stuff. And that's already done. And as soon as Shanahan picks Mac Jones, who we think he's going to take, that Belichick, they make the trade. That's one thing.
Yeah, I don't think that. But
then the other thing, I think, no way. I mean, San Francisco's going to hang on to Garoppolo.
Yes.
Because they're going to need somebody because the guy's not going to be ready. And that Bill's going to come in here with Cam Newton, and he's going to draft either Trask or Mond. And that's what they're going to go with, if that.
I agree. The status is close.
That's what I am expecting.
Because in my opinion, what I wish they would do, they can't do it, though. I would love to see them move up to number four and just take Trey Lance. That's what I would love to see.
I would love to see that, too.
But they're
not
going to
do it. For story purposes, for training camp purposes,
everything.
Preseason,
but
it would be phenomenal.
What about for the future of the team?
Well, he may stink. I don't know.
Everybody may stink. To Mago's point,
no, but
nobody
he has
knows
more
what's
of a chance
on.
To stink than most. He comes from the...
There's such big buzz potential.
Well,
because
he's physically
draft.
Gifted. But, you know, he has thrown the ball more than 20 times in a game twice.
Well, this is...
At a lower level of football.
Right.
And he had one game this past year, which happened to be the worst game of his career.
Right.
He's
one
kind
game.
Of a running back who throws the ball.
Well, okay, which everybody says you need to be now. You have to move. Athletically, he's a specimen. But again, and this is... And Mego's right when it comes to the draft. This is what I read. This is what I hear. Okay.
Right. Especially with him.
Right. Is that between the years, he's solid. He can play under center. He understands an offense. And also, he's athletically gifted. It's not one or the other. You know, so I keep hearing from other guys who are athletically gifted, they got the tools, but they don't have the toolbox. With this guy, you do.
Well, you can't believe any of that because everybody was all over Justin Herbert wasn't going to be ready to play, and Justin Herbert lit the league up.
Yeah.
Like,
that,
so
that's
all
exception,
talk.
That's the exception, though.
Yes. I mean, some of these guys
There's
are going to bust
out.
There's
always an exception.
But Gary has to give Trey Lance credit because he was really good at the level he played. And using your Bruins goalie theory, if you're really good at whatever level you played, it means you're going to be good at the next level.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need any further development.
But Trey Lance.
You don't need any further growth at all.
But don't you guys think that you have a better chance of getting a franchise quarterback the higher you go in the draft?
Yes.
But here's the issue with this draft is that everybody and their mother is after a quarterback. If you're going to go about this the Patriot way, which I hate that saying, and you're supposed to be opportunistic.
Yes.
This is not an opportunistic draft for you at all.
Value is not good when everybody's in a very bad position.
Correct. In defense of Bill, he's never used that word Patriot way.
No, he hasn't.
Right.
Narrative that the team gloms onto. But the whole thing with the Kraft-Belichick duo is that it's supposed to be opportunistic, right?
Yes.
They're supposed to be smart and play around the league.
Trading to four in this draft for the fourth best quarterback, especially
when you're going to have guys at other positions who are falling because everybody else is gunning to get these quarterbacks early.
It is desperation, but don't you think the Patriots should be desperate? Aren't they desperate for a quarterback?
They have to be smart, though.
Aren't they desperate for a quarterback?
Desperation is never a position of power.
Mm-mm.
I disagree.
Wait, what?
No, I disagree with that.
I thought that was borderline inarguable.
When is desperation powerful?
Because desperation is powerful when you have to get something done, you can't second-guess yourself, and you have to make a move. They need a quarterback.
Why do they have to?
They need a quarterback, Andy.
Everybody knows that. Okay, they have not shied away from that. Okay. They've admitted that.
But all of the experts say that Trask can't run. We know he's got lead feet. Okay, we know that. But he can throw. If they got Trask in Florida, I'd be okay with that. There's no guarantee they're going to get him. Mond, I have no idea. I really have no idea.
You have no idea about any of them.
No, that's my point.
Yeah, there's no guarantees in any of
this. So all of the people that watch these guys, all of the experts, have Mond and have Trask in the second tier. Why? Because they're not as good as the other four.
Correct.
People with the draft overthink this
stuff. But we know some of the top four or five are going to be absolute train wreck busts.
Right, but you have to roll the dice.
Do you have a better chance of avoiding that if you get one of the top two or three than if you take whatever's left over?
Being a first round in the draft does not equate with being a starter. It does not work out that way often.
I get it.
So you want Bill taking the scraps. The scraps of the quarterback draft. Because theoretically, the best one's going one. The second best one's going two. The next best one's going three. And now, best case scenario, you slide in and get
fourth. And let us not forget
that this
is not disgusting. A normal draft either. These are guys going through their pro days, which are essentially just advertisements for themselves.
Multiple pro days now. They're showing off twice.
This is not even a normal year. So the grades can also be very skewed in this situation.
I also need to get back to...
The grades from the insiders, and I'm putting them in quotes because I think draft is silly season, and it's everybody just talking up their camp.
Well, it is.
Can we get back to the general comment you made that desperation can be a position of strength?
Yes.
I need more
because it can motivate
Are you saying because it forces you to be decisive?
Yes.
Yes. I get that, but you also have to be...
I didn't think of that, but that sounded good.
Yes, she's trying to articulate your bad point.
But in being decisive, in being aggressive, as Tom Curran called it, that they were going to be in free agency, and being aggressive like that, you still have to be smart.
Right. Like, desperation.
You can't aggressively make a bad move.
Who was the guy who got his arm stuck in the two rocks and had to cut his arm off? The movie.
Oh, 127 hours.
Okay.
James
He
Franco.
Was desperate, and he did what he had to do.
He was the real guy.
But he ended
James Franco.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It was crazy.
Method actor.
Did you know I was in that movie? I was a
Were
rock.
You really?
I was the rock on the right.
So which rock were you?
You were rock. Thank you.
Was he at a position of strength in that desperation? I mean,
he was not opportunistic.
He ended up with one less arm. It's a lesson.
Well,
it's a life lesson right there.
The Patriots.
When
need
you're stuck
arm.
Between a rock and a rock, you lose an arm.
When the Patriots need another arm, and I have no idea what Andy just said and how it relates to the NFL draft.
More sports talk right now. Tangway and Hart on EEI.
Red Sox baseball coming up against the O's. 12:05 right here on WEEI. Don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app and stream the game in the Boston metro area. You have the old radio.com app. You just do not have to do anything. This hour of Tangway and Hart with Mego, brought to you by Dell Technologies. Mego's got something she wants to finish with. What do you got?
Yeah, so I thought this was interesting. Jonathan Kraft spoke at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. He was on a virtual panel there, and he was talking about once vaccines roll out and are available, he says, for a long enough period of time where anyone who's one and one could have gotten and reached 2 weeks past their second shot, he thinks they should be back at Gillette. He wants full capacity back at Gillette. His exact quote, and this was reported by by Mike Silverman, who used to be at the Herald, now at the Globe. He said, it's sort of intellectually dishonest to say we're going to be at 0.25% of capacity. Even though theoretically you have herd immunity in the local population, at some point you have to get back to living your lives. So according to him, living your life is everybody back at the stadium, everybody back at Gillette. Didn't mention anything about masks or any of the protocols that we're seeing in games right now, but it sounds like he wants a full Gillette Stadium in the fall.
As he should. He's a businessman. He certainly benefits if there's 68,000 people.
Would you go if it was elbow to elbow as a fan?
I would probably. With a mask, I probably would.
In September?
Yeah, I think I would. Especially by then.
You think everybody's keeping their masks on?
No.
Everybody's yelling, drinking
beers. But I'm vaccinated
beers.
By then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the point.
So I'm vaccinated.
Saying,
I feel pretty good.
He's saying if the vaccine is available to everybody, both shots, fully dosed, why not have a full stadium?
You know what's coming next, though?
If not then, when? Because there are just, if you're not vaccinated by then, you're never going to be.
Yes, that's probably right. Accurate.
But so, people will choose not to be vaccinated.
Exactly. So
correct. So you choose not to go.
Which, if you choose not to be vaccinated, I think you're an idiot.
So how is this going to work in terms of proof via, because I'm assuming they're going to ask
well,
for proof.
Well, that's where it gets a little bit political, right? Because there's quite a debate over whether you should have your vaccine passport, whether you should have to prove to travel that you've been vaccinated and that you're protected. So could you see something like that going into games? I don't think so.
You have to have your vaccine card to get into a game.
I don't think, well, they're going to.
They're not going to do
they're
that.
Not gonna do that.
They're not going to do that.
Are they going to at least do honor code where they at least ask you, are you vaccinated? And if you choose to lie, I guess.
They're not even
well, that's what they depended on when we were going to the stadium for games this fall. You had to do the check-in on your phone as press and say, do you have a fever? Have you had a fever? Have you had contact? Right. Do you have these symptoms? And then they take your temperature. Yeah, there's no, that's the honor code.
Okay, but. On your ticket, there'll be a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
That says, if you get COVID or you get sick at the stadium, they are not liable. And you won't even know it.
Sure, but does that cover other people?
No, that covers
and you
the
can't prove from, you got it. That's the other issue.
That covers the crafts from getting sued, is what I'm saying. Or the NFL
but
from getting sued,
still,
which is fine. My question is, when are you going to keep, you know, when do you start living your life? And it's a choice you have to make.
This summer.
If I go into
and
a
I
public,
think everybody's answering this summer.
Right. So if you go into a public place, and I've been vaccinated, and most of the people I know have been vaccinated, you're just going to take a chance and assume everybody has. And if some people
but
haven't,
people
that's the
are,
way it goes.
People are, listen, I had this recently where I was on a plane going to see my family in Maryland, and it was a busy travel day, and they had the middle seats packed. They had people sitting in the middle seats.
That's not
a
cool.
guy on
not
the
right
plane,
now.
A guy on the plane had a panic attack. We had to go back to the gate so that he could get off the plane. And it was tough to watch. I felt for this guy because I think people are going to have serious issues coming out of this.
There's no question. But I think it's going to be up to the individual. You know, and if the Patriots say, hey, listen, we're going to go full capacity, then it's going to be up to you if you want to go or not. And you know what? People will go. All right, it's been an awesome
At least
show.
Early. Late in the year once they see more
cameras. Depends how the team does.
And then when you start to see those red seats, that's when we start talking about firing Bill.
Oh,
anyways,
boy.
In case you missed the previous 255, here you go. Oh, it's about fashion?
Yeah, it's about fashion.
Oh, yeah, you'll fit right in with this.
So,
Ugly.
These are the two teams that played last night, and then I want to get into the Celtics, and then I want to get into Edelman, and I want to get into the Patriot draft.
You got a lot of wants.
Yeah, we do. We have.
Are
who
we
knows
doing
if,
this all in 30 minutes?
Oh, no. No. By 12:05, you'll be sick.
That's correct.
You don't see the idiocy in your alignment here?
No, because I'm a visionary.
Ryan Squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
I'm a visionary.
Okay.
I can't see.
Pregame, back to the Red Sox. No, because it's stupid.
You're stupid.
You're dumb. Yeah, that's really good.
Morons.
Celtics 3 today as they take on Denver. They are going to get crushed. Don't even bother.
Let's go Celtics.
Awesome.
I did like the Timberwolves.
You are the cloud that hangs over Boston
sports.
I'm
realistic.
That's what negative people say. I'm a realist.
Yeah, I say that sometimes when I'm being negative.
All this negativity that's in this town sucks.
Yeah. Hideki Matsumaya.
I wasn't sure what you were.
I always forget that name.
Matsuyama.
Sorry. Hideki Matsuyama.
Matsuyama.
What did we say? 9:26 in, first mistake.
God.
Your brand representatives.
It is. I've been trying to do a 180 with my brand from pregame suck-up guy to bomb tosser.
Ba-boom. Jackass.
Whatever.
Grenade launcher.
Wait, fine. Yeah, Minnesota sucks.
That's true.
Minnesota's terrible, so we had 53. That was great.
Also irrevelant.
Totally irrelevant.
I like LSU.
And they went into overtime.
They had an 11-point lead with 3.5 to go, and they couldn't hold it.
Why are we yelling?
Can I go on a rant for a minute?
What have you been doing?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is this?
Jesus, my God, I let you guys talk.
Okay,
oh, that's nice of you. I bow down to you, my master. Thank you for allowing us to speak.
Okay, go ahead.
Jumbo Gart over here checking in.
Jumbo Gart is okay.
Gart. Somebody should make that a handle.
Gart's okay, Noran.
Oh, I've already squatted on
it. Oh, you've already got it? All right. Makes me think, what is Gart on Stranger Things? Wasn't that the animal that ended up eating people?
That was Dart.
Oh, Dart, sorry.
Yeah. See, okay, just go on your rant.
Jeff Goodman, my basketball guy, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. If you had one word to describe the Celtics team, what would it be?
Underwhelming. That would be it, probably, right? I mean, they've just underwhelmed all year. You know, they shouldn't be looking up at Charlotte and Atlanta in the standings. I got no problem with them looking up at Brooklyn, Philly, Milwaukee, maybe even Miami, who they're right with. But come on, you can't have Charlotte and Atlanta in front of you.
Amen.
With Tangway's idea, he wants to can Brad Stevens and bring in Kendrick Perkins.
Well, that's a joke. That's a complete joke.
What are you talking about? What do you mean that's a joke?
You should be fired on the spot for that.
I agree.
Oh, come on. What are you talking
about,
Jeff?
Are you out of your mind?
Jeff. Jeff, listen. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I'm fine with bringing Perkins. You're like fourth assistant.
Fourth?
Like as your head coach? Are you crazy?
Yes. Because his team is driving me insane.
And
I'm
fat suit. He needs a fat suit.
What?
Or give three or five teams.
Like James Harden.
Do you pay attention to anything, Gary?
Three or five teams that he would go to. And
I didn't get the fat suit reference.
James Harden. Try to pay attention to sports.
I know. He looked fat, and then he came in and played great with Brooklyn.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know, Jeff, it's really hard working with people who think they're funny.
Yes, sir. Awesome.
Just doing his thing, awesome. And I'm thinking, there's no chance.
Oh, yeah.
No chance. Right. No chance.
Can you do that again, please?
Yeah,
did you get that,
Aaron?
Did you get that? Okay, good.
But you get one of those shots at the right time where they inject you with that lube or whatever
Andy,
in the knee.
Andy, it's over.
You're talking to somebody who had cortisone shots between her toes.
You did.
It only lasts for so long.
No, but that's that's my point.
Owie.
You
got to
pick your spots.
Yeah, it hurt.
Did
but
you just say
you know
owie?
It was sick.
Owie.
You know it was.
Ow.
Thank you, Eamon Conway.
Eamon is kicking ass.
He is. You're doing a great job today.
Because he realizes that you will forget whatever happened before the break and not know the tease you're supposed to answer. So he gives you a quick refresh. Last week on, or last segment.
The mics went off and Gary's face went blank.
Yes. Made into a mythical thing that it wasn't.
I don't
need you to speak. That was a long pause.
Gary was
he had his mouth open,
his mouth,
and I was like, did he have a heart?
That blank face came back, and I got kind of scared. Watched, and nobody knows. That's how the draft works. It's
you need to
season.
Start talking
it's
and not just
season.
Opening your mouth.
What is going on with Gary? He's like short-circuiting in the corner.
You know what
room.
Happened? I had two thoughts going to my brain at the
so
same time.
So verbalize one
they
of them.
They were fighting
I don't know
it
if
out
I can
in
do
your
that.
Brain.
I don't
it's
know if I'm
going to
do that.
It's radio, so when people hear that silence, it's awkward.
I'm a little bit concerned.
Oh, I talk now. Sorry.
Gary needs a nap. Gary needs a nap.
I have to say, when we're not on mic, we're usually talking with one another, you know. But we all had to listen to ourselves on that.
We
all shut up. We said we got to listen to ourselves on the radio. I mean, you want to hear yourself on the radio. I mean, that's what you have to do.
See whether it was a good show, a bad show.
Oh, based on that?
Yeah.
You're gonna base.
Isn't that our sampling? Isn't that like our teaser, trailer?
So you're relying on Eamon to determine whether it was a good show or a bad
Unlike you, I trust Eamon. I think he does a fine job.
I think he does a great job, too. Mego, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me,
it was great. It was
I
great
need somebody to
here.
Help me carry him when he runs out of gas.
Oh, he is such
when
a liar.
When he's short circuits over
he
there.
He is such a liar. I had a brain freeze. I'm sorry.
Many times.
I had multiple thoughts entering my brain simultaneously.
See a doctor, Gary.
This hour of Tangway and Hart with Mego brought to you by Dell Technologies. Stream the game in the Boston metro area if you have the old radio.com app. You don't have to do anything, so stream the socks. Thanks for listening to Tango, Mego, and Hart.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.